So it is currently something like 1:40 in the morning, and I don't know. I have been kind of up browsing GWA, and I don't know. The past couple of nights, when I try to go to sleep, I've found myself kind of being drawn to a lot of the like ramble faps. I just really like, I don't know, there's just something about someone just touching themselves and just, I don't know, talking and being casual. It's just really hot to me, and I don't know. I don't really spend a whole lot of time on the female for male tag of GWA, or really of any audios. I mostly listen to males, but I don't know if I've ever seen a female ramble fap. And now I don't know if this exists. I don't know if this is a thing or not, but if it isn't, it's gonna become a thing now because I'm really horny, and I don't know. I was listening to one specific content creator for GWA, and this specific person happens to do really nice ramble faps, and their ramble faps just happen to turn me on quite a bit. So I was inspired to pull out one of my toys that I have. It's, I don't know what it's called off the top of my head, and because of the fact that it's almost 2 a.m., I'm not gonna try to look. But I can just describe it to you, and it's pink. It is like one of those hyper realistic type of dildos, in the way that it has like veins and like a shape and stuff. But at the base, it is I don't know, it's kind of a, I'm not sure what it's considered when it has the stuff to make it vibrate, but there's that. And then it has a little piece in the front that kind of has like little rabbit ears for clitoral stimulation. And it has quite a bit of settings and options for us to choose from, and so yeah, we're gonna use that today. And I think that we're gonna just launch right into it, because as if it's not obvious, I'm kind of touching myself at the moment, but I think we're gonna amp it up just a tiny little bit and try some overstimulation, because that is something very interesting that I don't feel is explored a whole lot for GWA. And okay, yeah, I'm just gonna shut up, and we're gonna turn it on. We have quite a bit of settings, so I'm just gonna let you guys kind of hear what we got going on. Just setting one, and then we're gonna go to two. Oof. And then that's a very intense one. That's like, I just know that once I move this to be anywhere near me, it's gonna be a lot. But yeah, we're just gonna. Whew. Okay. I kind of cut it off mid thought. There's more settings. It just kind of does like a variation of like vibrating and whatnot. So you can just kind of hear just different types of like patterns and stuff. So I'm probably gonna go through a couple of them, and we're just gonna see where we get from there. I'm really anxious. So, I'm not sure if it's just because there is a global pandemic and we are forced to kind of be at our houses, but I've noticed that a lot of my fantasies are kind of just kind of related to like intimacy and things that I haven't really been getting a whole lot of since this whole started since this has started. Ooh, you can just tell that it's already a lot. But a lot of my fantasies are, more of like sensual and really like affectionate, or at least they start that way. And usually, what kind of just like gets me there is it's like moments when I'm like standing in my kitchen, and I'm like making lunch or dinner or a snack or something, and I just my mind starts to wander to what it would be like if there was just someone who would just like walk up behind me and like kiss my neck and just kind of start to like maybe wrap their arms around my waist and just like pull me to them. And something so innocent and also so dirty about moments like that, because it's like it's very wholesome, and that they just wanna be close to you and touch you, but at the same time, you get kind of pulled up against their body, and when you guys are like brushing up against each other, it's really nice to. I like to like kind of like rock or grind my hips because, let's be honest, I am a fucking tease, and I know that about myself. But I like to start rocking my hips into them, even if it's innocent, just because I like to, I don't know, remind them of what's available. And so, I like to pretend like I don't want it, even when I really, really do want it. And so I'll rock my hips against them, but I don't know, I'll just continue doing what I'm doing. I won't turn around just yet or anything. I won't be too responsive to the kisses or anything. Maybe like a giggle or two, but definitely not just feeding in right away, because after all, we like a build. I love a build. And I like when whomever is just like trailing these light kisses from maybe my ear to my neck to my shoulder. I like when they start to nibble on their way. I like when they nibble at my. Oh, I'm quite a fan of biting, actually. I like marking. I think that's definitely one of my it's not mentioned often, but it's definitely one of my it's definitely one of my kinks, just the idea of someone just biting down so hard that they mark my skin, that they maybe not break it, but just enough to leave a mark. And and then they just run their tongue over every area that they bit, you know, because that just there is no better feeling. I'm telling you, there is no better feeling than when someone sinks their teeth down into your skin enough to make you cry out, just 'cause that sharpness and that sting. And then they and then when their tongue just when their tongue just licks over that sore spot, fuck. And usually around the time that like biting happens, I'm already sufficiently wet, just because I don't know. I kind of have this thing for pain. I don't know. Not extremes, but small actions, I guess. I don't know. I'm definitely open to exploring that a little bit more. I think it's not, I don't think it's something I've had the privilege of delving into too much. And okay, I need to get back on topic. Yeah. Usually around this point, I'm already very, very wet, and I'm a very giving partner, or at least I like to think so. So I'm very much the person who likes to please whoever my partner is. And because this is my first Ramble Fap, and you guys haven't really got the opportunity to know me, I don't really identify with any one sexuality. And so I definitely feel like I have just a general appreciation for fuck for all genders, for even those who don't identify, or those who feel like they identify as multiple or whatever. I just I just have an appreciation for people as a whole, but either way, I am a very giving partner, and so I like to always make sure that whoever I'm being intimate with just knows throughout whatever our interaction may be, that I find them incredibly sexy and attractive. And I like to demonstrate that in a lot of ways, including but not limited to using my mouth. But this is my ramble fap, you know, this is for me. And so there's no, fuck, there's no need to there's no need to describe too much in detail of oral pursuits for the other person, but just know I'm very, very giving. And I really am, by the way, one of those people who oral is for me. So sorry to whoever my partner is. Of course, I like pleasing you. I like the thought of you coming in my mouth, on or around my mouth or whatever. I do it for me, because if I'm with a man, there's just there's something really satisfying about those trembles and moans and oh, I especially like when they do that little under their breath. That's my favorite. And so maybe I'll go down on them and I won't let them come because there's usually so much more in store with me that you just don't wanna you don't wanna you don't wanna end it that quick. And so maybe we make our way to I don't know, the living room, the laundry room, wherever we end up landing, either way. I like the idea of just being bent over. Yeah, I don't know. That's how I'm feeling right now. Just being bent over the arm of the couch or a table or a chair or whatever, and just in this particular fantasy. That's why I say they kind of start really intimate, but they do usually end up taking kind of a turn because at the end of the day, I have an appreciation for being manhandled and just being kind of like roughed up and And so I like the idea of them just kind of like bending me over and maybe just like ripping or pulling whatever I have on off. I also like the idea of them maybe tearing things. I don't think I'd be too bothered. I don't think I'd be too bothered with them ripping pants or a shirt or fuck. Or or underwear. And once whatever is out their way, today we're not playing games. So I'm sufficiently wet and so there's really no need to be gentle with me. While I do, while I do appreciate, gentle and loving and intimate and sweet and stuff, that's just not how I'm feeling right now. That's just not how I'm feeling today. So I like the idea of there being like this hunger or like this passion, where you just can't wait to be inside me. And so you push right in. Fuck, 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 fuck. I think we're gonna turn this up just a tad because I'm not gonna let myself come just yet because I would love if we could end off this ramble fap with a nice come and then overstimulation, just coming really hard and then continuing. Fuck. So I'm just gonna do like a little bit of edging. I'm just gonna turn it up just a little bit more. Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, and and in there inside me, fuck. And oh, I really like the idea. Of course, pumping really, really fucking hard. Because I can take it, but if they were to just if they were to just take fuck one hand off of my waist to just, I don't know, take a fistful of my hair, fuck, and just pull it, just yank, just yank hard enough, that I just, ooh, that my body just arches back. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting really close. Fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. Okay. And they're just thrusting into me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I really like, those long, deep strokes, but I also really like those. I really like those quick. Fuck. Quick. When they're just, like, hungry and they just want it and they just want you and they. Oh, fuck. And this is usually. Oh yeah, this is usually when like sweat will start to bead up, I don't know if this is gross to say, but I like sweat. I don't know. I like it a lot, actually. I like licking. Ooh. Sucking and biting. And when they're just fuck. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're just they pull out briefly, just to settle me maybe on the floor. Yeah, on the floor and I'm actually a practicing yogi, fun fact, and so I'm very flexible, and so I really like being kind of bent in any sort of position. Fuck. That my significant other, my partner, whatever, wants to put me in, and I'm fine with that. So, fuck, fuck, okay. Nope, don't come. Fuck. I like a good like going over the shoulder, but I also like I like when they're just kind of bent too. Like my when they I'm just kind of folded in half and I'm forced to kind of hold my legs up. While they just bury their fucking cock just deep inside me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I've got to be honest. Usually, oh, fuck. Usually when I feel myself getting kind of close to coming, it's usually it's kind of like the indicator to to whoever my partner is to fucking choke me. but if I don't know, if that wasn't well enough expressed, or Or maybe, I don't know if they're nervous. I like to, fuck. I like to grab their hand and just kind of cover it with mine and just wrap it around my throat. I feel like everyone is kind of into choking these days. But I'm really into choking. I want to see fucking stars. I wanna be at risk of losing consciousness. I wanna cough and choke and whimper and beg. Maybe we should start using. Oh fuck. Maybe some of these different patterns, 'cause I'm. Oh fuck, I'm so fucking close. Fuck. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna try these and see. Fuck. How much longer? Oh, fuck. I can last. Okay. Yeah. Is so fucking sensitive. Oh my fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I'm kind of fuck. I'm kind of surprised at myself at the ability to press these buttons right now and switch to fuck. Yeah, so there. My body's just kind of bent. I'm holding my legs and they're just giving me like these long deep strokes. And they're sweating and they're grunting and their thrusts are just starting to get like a little bit deeper and more eager. Fuck. As that need to come builds. Fuck. Fuck. I am trying so hard to fucking. I just keep working to remind myself not to take it off of my fucking clit. Fuck. Okay, we're gonna go back to just full force, just straight up, just full force, 'cause I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come. Okay, all right, yes. Awesome. Okay. Ah! try to fuck. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Fuck, you can take it, you can take it. Fuck, 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 fuck. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. God damn it. Oh, my God. I almost threw it across the fucking room. Oh, my God. Seeing spots, shit. So I think I did it. I think I made my first ramble fap. Oh fuck, holy shit. Fuck. Oh my God. I feel almost like I have to pee now. Oh my God. But I also feel like I don't think I could move or walk to the bathroom if I wanted to. yeah. Wow. I needed that a lot, if that wasn't obvious. I almost cried a little bit at one point. Wow, I felt tears come to my eyes. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me come, I guess, and listening to me ramble. I'm not too sure how many more of these I'll do. I guess it depends on maybe the response of this one, but I don't know. I really enjoyed this. It's right now. It's 2-something in the morning now, because I've been recording this now for a hot minute. I'm sure I'll try to condense or cut it down. In size. I can't even fucking speak English. I don't even know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just came so hard. Oh my God. Either way, thanks for listening to my nonsense. Thanks for listening to me come. If you came with me, thanks for coming with me. I'm gonna go pray, probably, because I feel like I need some Jesus after that. I'm just kidding. But bless be, you guys. I'm gonna go, but thank you, and have a good day, night, afternoon, midday, whatever time it is that you hear this.